Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school bus.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
See you smile.
Can do that? Can I count on you? I don't know. Are you really sure you can create this safe space and soft space and a soft place? Can I have your number? Yeah, let's do it. Soft place. That's what we need, all of us. The brothers need a soft place. Can you just make room for us to just lay our heads when we go out there and slaughter the animal and go out there and fight the war? When we come back home, we just need a soft place. Will you do that? Thank you. You are my goddess, because as my brother said, he's going to join us. He said, God is a woman, and all men want to hang with God. I don't care what they love, who they're loving. They love the idea. Brothers love to be loved by the goddess energy. That's just the way it is. Get over it. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good day to you wherever you may be at this moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And you make a difference, making a difference simply because you are, making a difference simply because you exist. Just the fact that you're occupying space in the space, you're making a difference. So don't take yourself lightly. Oh, my God, you're part of a master plan. You know, we can feminize that. Is that a word? I am making it a word, so who am I asking? Yeah, we can feminize that. Well, we maybe not want to say mystery. You're the mystery. You're part of the mystery's plan. That don't sound too good. Now, that's our problem. We need to correct that. Why is it? Anyway, don't digress. Stay on point. My point is, you're powerful. You're magnificent. Oh, my God. You're the place where God gets to love itself, where God gets to represent itself. And God says, oh, look at me. Oh, my God. I got some challenges right now. It's kind of, I don't know if I could make it. But, you know, I do have friends I can lean on. God says, oh, I got this. I just need a soft place. And if I can find a soft place, oh, I can be vulnerable. I can express myself. I can see that life is all there is. Love is all there is. As a matter of fact, life is sacred. Oh, if life is sacred, then so is sexuality. I can express myself in all ways. Oh, you are that place where God gets to fill itself up. Ooh, because of you, God is saying, oh, my God. So give God an opportunity. Oh, that's a nice one. Give God an opportunity to clap. You don't have to give God a, what's that? Give God a round of applause. Give God the praise. Give God a reason to praise itself. Woo. Okay, let's do this. You ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Stop it. That's not, if you can't even do that. So anyway, what's going on over here? What's going on with y'all? With y'all? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This African, British, Southern guy. What's going on? What's going on, Shouty? What you doing tomorrow? I don't know what's going on. Anyway, you're listening to the, I think I know that much. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I have been hijacked. Well, so don't hold me responsible. I just represent what is seeking to be birthed. So it's on you, boo, if you can't handle this, brother. Oh, boy. I should have signed a disclaimer before I started this show. I've been hijacked, but I let it rip. I trust the voice. I trust myself. I trust life. Ha-ha! You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on liveconversationsradio.com. That's my radio voice. This is my regular voice now. I am your host, your facilitator, your dance partner, your chef, because we serve soul food over here, you know. Your facilitator, your conductor, your naughty professor, your host, whatever you want to call me, life coach at a, and, you know, call me your boo, because it's, we're feeling that Valentine spirit. Ah, yes, yes, yes. It's time for another episode of the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Today's topic, today's theme, today's point of focus is love, relationships. Okay, I'm changing now. Love. Barry White, come on. Channel through me. Love. I might bust a vein if I go that deep. Let me just use my voice. Love, life, and sacred sexuality with my brother, Mark Marcel. We're going to talk about the book that really doesn't matter. All the things you're tripping about that don't matter. Listen, you get to recreate your life today the way you want it. If you want to go outside and just feel the vibe, get you some. You make the sum, whatever you want to call it. Don't put it on me. Just really know and experience yourself and feel yourself in a whole new way. Could you say, you know what? I've been waiting for a long time to feel the love that I am. Enough already. I'm giving myself permission to express. And let me quickly bring on Celeste before I get myself into trouble, because I like to digress, but I'm not the poet Mark is. So let me just stay in my lane. For that, let me bring on Celeste to save my life. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Hi, oh. Okay, and how are you doing? Happy Mardi Gras.
Don't ask that question.
Happy
Mardi Gras it is. Ooh, Mardi Gras. Let me see. Let me get some beads. Anybody want some beads?
What?
Y'all want some beads?
No, I'm just want some beads.
Said you want some beads. I want to give you some beads. You don't have to do anything, but if you want to, it's your world.
Oh, wow.
So anybody want to be? Ooh, I need to just stop, okay? Right? Don't get me started.
I'm going to get through these announcements. You know, I'm really grateful that Mark Marcel is listening to this right now.
Yeah, well, he is? Oh, gosh. Oh. Mark is listening? Let me behave. I don't like my guests to feel nervous. My guests don't have to see this side of me. So, you know.
But Mark is from Baltimore, so we don't have to worry about that. Excuse me, be more. For Saggy said, not taking off my shirt for beads. Let's go today.
Now, I did not tell you to take off your shirt. I just said, do you want some beads?
No, y'all want some beads.
So why to be blamed or be told I want to take my shirt off? It's your world. Do what you want to do. I just said, do you want some beads? I didn't ask to take off their shirt.
Well, so it's more Saki's fault. Okay, I got it.
I might do a quiet storm with Life Coach at 8, where we offer beads and you can do whatever you want. But during the daytime, we can't go there.
No.
We can.
No, we're not. Why do I feel like grabbing quivers right now? Howard. Okay. I'm getting to the announcements.
Don't encourage me, please.
All right. Are you ready for me? Are you ready for these announcements? I was going to ask you if you were ready for me, but clearly no. What?
Oh, ask that question. You better, because I told you my buddy has been hijacked, and I say yes to life, and whatever needs to come out will come out. And
right.
if folks are getting excitement from it, that's their creation. It got nothing to do with me. I'm in my own world. So anyway.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm gone.
I think I have my breath. Okay, I think he's gone, family. Let's get to
I want to say, it sound right. You said you had your breath. Okay? Really, that enunciates. Because they think, oh, it used to be a spiritual show, but they're now they just gone down to hell. They're talking all this stuff. We didn't talk anything. It's all happening in your head. Okay, go ahead.
And there's nothing wrong with mother's milk. So, hello, family. I know, right?
Mark, write a pizza next. Oh, no. Celeste, don't trigger me. Stop it. Okay, I'm going.
Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and lifeconversationsradio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to listen live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and a special guest, Mark Marcel, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure that you press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you.
Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to cover for an upcoming show. What's been piquing your interest lately? Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of February is Loving What Is, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today is flying solo, but he is inviting you to call in to send out your Valentine's Day dedications. Do you have someone who you've been secretly admiring? Is there a loved one who needs a special message from you? Call in and share the love, laughter, and joy. We're going to hook you up tomorrow. Call 347-426-3346. We also have exciting shows on the Life Coach Today. What? Life Coach Today, what?
I don't know. I thought my mic was mute. We're going to hook them up.
Yeah, we're going to hook them up.
Yeah,
we're going to
hook you. Okay, let's do it. Sorry, I thought my mic was mute. We're in agreement, yeah. Okay, stop it.
I'm ready for this brotherly conversation. I got to get through the exciting shows. You have my Ebonics waking up now.
Do your thing.
We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safair for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you purposefully loved, appreciated you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today air on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover. Don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
You should say at your own risk.
Have a great show.
Thank you, Celeste. Oh, boy. I don't know. This water, man, has got something in it, and I love it. Put some more of them stuff in there. That's what I'm talking about. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade, where we're just gone crazy. And that's right. We are free. Today's theme, today's topic, today's conversation is love, life, and sacred sexuality, brother to brother. We want to have a conversation. This brother, I love him. He sent me an email not long ago, within the last week or so. Spirit just said, yeah, I need to talk. I'm like, really? And we connected, we talked yesterday, and the brother's got a great heart. I mean, you're going to find out. And I'm going to tell you about him in a minute. But this is what I want to ask you to just imagine something, because the conversation we're having is about relationship. It's about human behavior. What about life in general? You know, there's a lot of playful thing that we do. We have this playful consciousness on Life Conversations Radio. But if you think about it, everything that you experience is really going on in your head. And if you don't know, we're about to educate you. That's right. I said that. I know it sounds different with my accent, but let me see if I can get a southern. Stop it. But Here's something to consider. What if we choose love? What if we choose to see ourselves as precious, as perfect, as amazing? That even if we're in a relationship or not, oh my God, I am the love that I'm looking for. And even while I'm in a relationship, I can take it to a whole new level. Just consider this. Troy Horn, What If? I love this song. Troy's going to join us too. We'll be back.
What if I all loved each other? There would be nothing we can't do if we could choose to love each other. There is no mountain could stand in our way if we are. Say the greatest thing is love, and prophets say without love faith ain't enough. But still there remains a question. In a world still filled with war, despair and hate, without a piece of food on every plate, could love be the right direction? There is no mountain could stand in our way if we are.
What if you love the Muslim? What if you love your siblings? You just think you are going to hell in a handbasket because you believe differently. What if you love your ex and be okay to meet with them, to have them take the children and not have any issues? What if you love yourself enough to forgive? Love, if you know, just love yourself for the sake of loving, because you know, I got stuff to do. I ain't got time to trip. What if? What if we? Troy Horn wants to know what would happen. To find out more about Troy, who's going to be joining us in March, Troy Horn, Troy, TROYHORNE.com. It's time to bring on my brother, Mark Marcel. He's going to be dropping some lyrics. Let's see. What do I need to do? I don't know. And if you're just joining us, listen for the first time, relax. It's okay. This is
Radio Network, where craziness is celebrated. And if you can't deal with our craziness, peace be gone. And peace be still. But if you can deal with that craziness, and then, you know, we might even set you free. And then you know it's okay for you to let it out. Yes, I want to welcome all of you on the phone lines. Delisha is in the house. Tam Tam, the spiritual midwife. Delisha Glender, and all Monica is on the phone line. Just some other numbers we don't know, but we know you because we are one with the one. We are one with the one consciousness. For Saggy, yes, yes, yes. Please don't sting me. Don't do it. Lady D is in the house. Silent listeners are in the house. Guess who God is? Tell us. I don't know. Who is God? If you have the answer, you're a better person than me. If God is so much more, but list is always unfolding. It's time to bring in my brother. Let me read a little bit about him. And we've been waiting patiently. And he's been waiting patiently, probably thinking, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? I thought this was the kind of show where I can drop my talent, but these folks are nuts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're thinking that, that's because you is, too. You is nuts, or else we won't be aligned. It's all about vibration alignment. Mark Marcel, even, is an author, a speaker, spoken word artist. Oh, he's so much more than that. He's an oracle. He's a visionary. He's a healer. He heals through words, gets you thinking. He was born and raised in Baltimore and diagnosed with dyslexia at the age of 10. It is safe to say Mark has far exceeded the boundaries brought on by his early disability. He was just a disguise. He didn't want people to know who he is. Don't be fooled. The disability that doesn't matter. But he knows why he's on this planet. I tend to augment people's bio, so bear with me. But he's the author of the book That Doesn't Even Matter, A Philosophy on Life. Mark states, I always wanted to understand what we are doing here, meaning on the planet. Now I'm just sharing what I think I know. Isn't it what it's about? What do you know? What do you have to get? What do you have to offer? Share it. We're waiting for you. But we got a brother here showing up saying, okay, this is what I think. This is what I think I know. Doesn't really matter. You can read if you want. But he's here. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my brother, my friend, myself, Mark Marcel.
A day. Man, wow. Let me tell you, man, you are so funny. I mean, I'm sitting here like I could literally just stay here and procrastinate on my interview and just listen to you talk, man, for real. Like, I'm loving it.
Well, I have great writers. Thank God for my writers.
Yeah, right. How you doing, brother?
Oh, my God. I am intoxicated with love.
I hear that.
I'm feeling stuff move through my body. Love it. People run from it or afraid of it, but when it grabs a hold of you and shake you up from the inside out, ooh, you start doing crazy stuff. You know, like your piece when you talk about you get a twitch while you work, you know. Love gets you. Thank you, God, I'm alive. I'm living a passionate life. Anyway.
I'll tell you what, man, it really rubs off because your excitement is oozing over into me. So you are definitely a very vibrant individual, man, for real.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I'm glad you're here because it's time for intermission. I got to go take a break now. Anyway, let's jump into this conversation. My brother is so grateful, so grateful for this soulful appointment. I always believe, you know, and I know you know this, that really we're living out what was already written. So
yeah,
it's no accident that you and I meet, even though
right,
we have the radio network, Facebook or things, emails to connect.
Right, exactly.
But an appointment, and there was
right,
nothing we could do about it. To delay the appointment, we were always on time. And I'm in great gratitude for who you are, for what you're doing, and people who don't know of you will after today, and those who know you say, that's my boy. So I'm just grateful for your work. So
I appreciate that, man. Those are kind words, man, for real. I really thank you.
You're very welcome. I read a tiny little bit about you, but, you know, before we jump in and talk about love, life, sacred sexuality, which you're an expert on, because you got some things on people make your head turn around like, whoa,
oh,
is that brother?
Man.
Say my name.
Oh, man.
And then you, I get like, oh, thank you very much. I'm just doing a little something, something. While everybody's all sweating and like, whoa. I got to ask you this question. You know, it's a really simple question. I know you can answer it. Because if I don't ask, my listeners will be upset. So I want to ask you, who are you? Who is Mark Marcel?
Man, you know, that answer probably changes every 6 months. Mm-hmm. And right now, the answer that I'm going to give right now is I'm really just a story. You know, I think we were touching up on this last night. You know, everything is just a story. You know, really, if you want to get down to who I am, you know, we're all living stories. You know, that's because nothing is really official. Nothing is ever solid. This is what you are. First of all, I'm not a poet. You know, I used to have discussions with people. It's like, you know, people who work at the post office. Sometimes people get labeled as whatever occupation or hobbies they really have, as that's who they are. But people who work at the post office, their personality isn't a postal worker. You know, my personality isn't a poet, isn't a spoken word artist. I'm just a story. What am I, truthfully, is just an energy, you know, living out these great adventures. And when you really recognize that, then the story that you are, it can add in so many dynamic chapters to it, because you realize you're just a story just living out great adventures. And when you know, realize that, you know, I'm basically, I just try to let everybody else see that they're just a story too, so they can have as many great adventures and stop getting upset at the story. You know what I'm saying? It's just
no, that's
a story. You know?
People, calm the flip down. It's just a story. Come on. It's not that deep.
Exactly.
You were never born and you will never die. Calm down.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know, I understand. I totally understand, you know, people who can't wrap their heads around it. I totally understand it, because we are in this physical reality and it's so consuming that, you know, it really, you know, you really kind of got to go through a lot of things, you know, probably get knocked down a lot to realize, oh my God, it is just a story. Calm down, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. I love that analogy that life is a story. We are a story. And, you know, there's so much power in that. Like stories, you can write it, you can rewrite it.
Yeah.
You can share it with the world or not. You know, you can keep your own story to yourself.
Exactly, and to touch on that, and people see the story differently. So that's why I feel like, you know, my answer, I feel like that's a good question to you, you know, who am I? And I feel like the answer I gave, you know, it changes every 6 months. People see me differently. You know, so really, I'm just a story. You know, I'm whatever story you think I am. So you take control of the story, and you change it to whatever you want to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's talk about this story, because what comes up for me is the stories we make up in our own heads and we project it into the world and blame the world for what we see on the projector, on the screen. You know, it's kind of like, you know, there's so many things that happen like that. This is Valentine's Day in a few days, and there's a lot of stories about love, and how to have it, how to experience it, how to attract it. But, you know, sometimes we buy into other people's stories and we feel like we don't understand the stories. Like, I'm lost, you know, and I love the approach that you bring to say, listen, what's your story? How are you experiencing the story that you don't understand? How are you experiencing the story that really touched you? Because you get to make it up yourself.
Right.
You know, you get to make it up. You know, we can say different topics. We can say money, relationship, spirituality, God. But we are all making up, in our own mind, we
right.
give it the meaning. You know,
right.
if
right.
you challenge with money and you say money, they're like, I don't have it. That's the thought to go off or something along the line. If you say intimate relationship, that never happens. Or somebody
right.
can say the best never happened to me. But really, I love that analogy. I always say life is a conversation. You know, I know that we're making it up as we go, and we see it on Facebook. Boy, we're writing the stories, and there's so many versions, and we fight over the story, criticize, unfriend, delete, block people because of the stories they're writing. If you don't like the story that they're writing, move on.
We get so caught up. Exactly.
You know?
Or change the conversation. I say the same thing. Like, it's just a conversation with itself. That's all it is. Like, it's a story, it's a conversation, and the beautiful thing about it is that you can change it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the changing the story when people were saying, okay, guys, I hear you talking life as a story, but how the flip do I change the story that I have? Because this story, I have no control. I'm out of, you know, things are happening that's out of my control at work, my relationship, my finances. I can't change the story. How would you encourage people to change their story? Is that by being quiet? That's it. You just be quiet. We dropped him, or he dropped. He gone. He'll be back. But that's a good way. How'd you change your story? Be quiet. Stop trying to be correct. Stop trying to be right. Just be still. He'll be back. I was like, okay, that's a nice way to deal with it. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Addie Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We welcome all of you in the chat room on the phone line. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you for being here. And we welcome the Within Radio listeners. For Saggy said, what are you trying to get me to reveal? I ain't trying to get you to reveal nothing, see? All that Freudian stuff going on. You do what you want to do. I'm just saying, stop projected. guess who God is. Who is God? Tell me. Is Mark back? Let's see. He's back. So, Mark, just before you...
I guess somebody doesn't want to tell me how to change it, huh?
Well, what I got from your response was that people are saying, well, how do I change my story? I got money issues. I can't find the right mate, or my relationship is not working. The government is trying to hold me back. I owe child support or whatever the case may be. And what I got from your response is, first of all, shut up.
You know what? I knew you was going to go there. And it makes perfect sense, because you know what? All that is just complaining. You're so right. And that doesn't even help the story none. I mean, but you're so right. And it was kind of almost fitting that, you know, I got cut off, because that's almost like the perfect answer to it. But, I mean, to touch up on it a little bit other than that, I mean, it is changing the story is really just a mind frame about the story. You know, because being that you understand that you are a story, you understand that people will look at you however they feel. You can choose to look at the story however you feel. And once you do that, then your feelings will manipulate the story.
Yeah.
You know, and because, first of all, as you understand, but the physical here shows you that everything really isn't before your eyes. It's just an illusion. Nothing, the atoms don't even touch each other. So something is manipulating it. Something in thought, consciousness, is manipulating everything we see before our eyes, thought, and it's creating a story. So you yourself, if you just change the story, if you yourself just think differently about it and channel, you know, and it's funny because when you say channel your thinking, your thoughts, people think it is so much more spiritual than what it is. All it is really just a choice to change your thoughts about it, and the story will listen to you, and it will change. So it's as simple as that, but a lot of people don't understand how simple it is, and then they get upset at the story if it maybe gives them a twist. You know, it's funny, though, because I tell people all the time, you have to be careful what you ask for from the universe, because the universe will give it to you exactly what you want, But a lot of times people don't ask for exactly what they want, and they get these twists to what they want. For instance, let's take a basic example. Somebody may say, hey, oh, you know, I want a hot, intelligent girlfriend. All right, cool. The universe will give you a hot, intelligent girlfriend, but they may add to her that she's a little bit crazy. You didn't say nothing about that. You want a hot, intelligent girlfriend. You got a hot, intelligent girlfriend, but you know what? She's also crazy. And now you got that. So you have to be careful with the type of things you ask for. And also, in that, you kind of don't want to ask for too much, because it's just like that. You kind of want to, like, let things kind of flow the way they're going to flow, because the universe is going to flow the way it's going to flow. It's going to go, you know. There's nothing, you can't fight the universe, you know. So a lot of times you should really kind of, it really is changing how you look at the story and stop really trying to manipulate and try to change it all around and to the point to where it takes you out of your comfort zone. Oh, it really is all in your mind. And when you see that, the story becomes so easy and it starts riding for you like you're on a bicycle. And like the first time you know, you got on a bike when you were a kid, it was hard. You had to have help. You know, you had to have people telling you how to ride. You had to have your father or your mother or your friends or whatever helping you with it. But after a while, you know how to ride a bike. You got it. And you know what? Sometimes you may stop riding the bike. But you know what? When you're riding, but you know how they say you never forget how to ride a bike? Once you take the information and once you gather it, there's nothing that can take it away from you. You know it. Everything else after that would just be you disregarding it.
That's right. You know, I'm really feeling this story analogy because it's just inspiring so much for me. You know, because what I hear is it's all a story. We are. You are the story. God is the author as you. So when you listen to writers, and I'm sure you can relate, writers, they say, well, I have this character in my head, and the character is saying so-and-so. So if we start to look at our lives as a story, we can relax and realize that we are playing a role, and the story is still changing. It's still unfolding.
Right.
It's not the end. It's
right,
not the end
right.
of the story, and it will never end because the author is going to continue to write. And it didn't end back on the days when Jesus was around. The story is still being written. And, earlier, even though, you know, when you talked about being, when we would say you got cut off, I really know in my hearts of hearts that was not an accident. That's coincidence.
Oh, no.
But that was really just the opportunity when you find yourself caught up in your own story.
Yeah, yeah.
If you find yourself not sure which role you're playing, just be still.
Yeah.
Be still long enough to receive the instructions, the order, whatever, to hear that inner voice.
Right.
And I think that's where there's so much noise going on. There's external noise that we don't get to hear that voice within ourselves.
Yeah,
we don't take time to be still, to hear what role we're supposed to play in this story. We're looking at other characters that are part of the story and saying, oh, why are they on the stage now? Shouldn't I be on the stage? But why are they in the dressing room? No! Listen to the director. And how do you listen? Listen by being still, being quiet. And, you know, we can stretch this story and edit it, and we can go all different kind of places. Let's take this story to the realm of love.
No doubt.
How do you define love? What is love?
Oh, man. Well, it's funny because that definition may change every 6 months, too.
Or every 6 seconds.
Yeah, you're right about that, right? Love. You know what? Truthfully, wow. You know, it's funny because all my life, you know, they say love is the hardest thing to define. You know, they say you really can't define love. But, you know, to me, love is very simple. The definition of love is acceptance. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Say that again. Just say that again, please.
The definition of love is acceptance, and that is all it is. Nothing more, nothing less. Because if you accept, it's as simple as this. It's funny, I have some lines like this in one of my tracks, one of my poems called Eyes of God. And I was trying to understand what God was, and you understand that, you know, they say God is all accepting, and that's why God is all love, because it's all accepting. And so I was understanding this, and I gave the comparisons that, you know, let's say, for example, if a child walks in the house, if a child walks in the house and tells their parents, you know, I'm homosexual, and that parent says, oh, man, oh, okay, all right, you know, I can, all right, that's cool, that's your choice, but, you know, I hope you can change. You know, that, you know, he's not mad, he's not upset, right. You know, right. He's not making fun of him. He's not cussing him out to his friends. But he's like, you know, maybe I hope he can change. That's not love. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not love. Love is, hey, cool, whatever. Like, that makes you happy. Do whatever you want, you know. Mm-hmm. And on the flip side, it's the same way in relationships. You know, a lot of people take relationships, man, you know, this whole relationship thing is really kind of messed up. The chemistry of human beings, man. But, you know, basically that's what a relationship is. You know, a lot of people get into relationships and they're like, me. And they take everything, you know, they analyze every little angle and they take everything so personal instead of just accepting what the situation is. And understanding that is love. A lot of times when you get in relationships, you try to control what your partner does. And it was subliminally, not even knowing it, you know, like, oh, I don't want them to go there, or I don't like them hanging out with that friend. And, you know, you may say these sly little subtle comments. You know, that's not love. That's not accepting. You know, like, complete love is as simple as accepting. It is simple as that. You can close the book on it.
Hey, it's not that deep. Drop the mic. Deuces.
Yeah.
I'm gone. Love is acceptance. What else do y'all need?
That's all it is.
Oh, I mean, I really, listeners and all of you, wherever you are in consciousness, just really, I mean, even if you know that, take this moment to just feel that. What is just say that to yourself. Love is acceptance, and just get still within yourself and let those words, let that definition speak to you. Love as acceptance. What would your world look like if you accept yourself just the way you are? No. I'm talking about accepting all the things you're trying to hide. I'm talking about the things that you regret. I'm talking about the things that you've done that you think was wrong, accepting yourself just the way you are. Just imagine.
Man,
and we have the power to do that. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
You know? It is. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to say, you know, it's funny because if you said something that it kind of like brought a little extra, put a little extra pinch to make me see a little something extra to it. And you're so right. Just if you just totally accepted yourself just the way you are, just think about how beautiful your life would be. And, you know, I just never thought about that particular spice. You know what I'm saying? That right there, you know, that little instant right there, you know, that I think about all accepting this, accepting that, but I never just thought about that, how you put it. And wow, that is so powerful, man. Like that is so powerful.
Mm. And it's liberating, which I think is as well, because, you know, how about when we talk about acceptance? Oh my God, I'm really, you know, I'm so grateful for you, my brother, for what we're creating here together. I'm loving it. Somebody might say, I'm trying to accept myself, I just don't know how. Can you accept the fact that you're struggling to accept yourself?
Right, Right. That too, right?
Just accept that you're struggling to accept yourself. Accept the fact that you're judgmental of your life, of your partner. Just accept that.
Yeah.
That is love.
Yeah.
It's really simple.
Yeah.
You know? You don't have to worry about ego, mine. I'm trying to get rid of my ego, or I'm trying to accept myself, but the devil is busy. I'm trying to accept myself with my lower self. No. Accept the ego, accept the devil, accept the lower self, and just accept. Because where there's acceptance, there is freedom. Where there's freedom, there is love. And where there's love, everything else is just icing on the cake. Ooh, I told you, this thing called love will make you do some funny thing. Ooh, if you're just joining us, my brother, my guest is Mark Marcel. That's his website address, Mark, MarcMarcel.com. I was going to ask you how the name came about, but I don't know if I want to do that. But you can accept me if I do. And whatever you tell me, I'll accept. I still going to love you. I mean, come on. And if you tell me I ain't telling you, I'm going to accept it too.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, man, I love it.
It's the whole way for you to tell the ladies I'm Eminem. No, don't go there. Don't go there.
Oh.
But anyway. I'm blaming you. No, I'm going to be responsible for what comes out of my mouth. I'm not blaming you for nothing. I'm going to own it. So, it's Mark Marcel. How did the name come about?
Well, actually, that's so funny. All right, well, long story short, I used to be on that Malcolm X thing. You know, like my last name was not my last name. You know, I was very young when I thought that way. You know, I mean, I wouldn't have the same emotion about it now, like before all the stuff that I've learned, you know what I'm saying? But that's where I was then when I was young. So long story short, though, I always knew I was going to legally change my last name, you know, but obviously I don't know what my last name is going to be. You know, I got like 155,000 like, different nationalities in me, you know. So obviously, like, you know, what my last name would truly be, like, I wouldn't truly have a last name. So to get down to it, long story short, About 15 years ago, I used to play basketball, like for college. Well, I was going to play for college. I blew out my back. And so I was in transition. I didn't know what I was going to do. Like, I had no aspirations to do anything other than play basketball at the time in my life. So I started writing. And at the time, I wasn't taking my writing seriously. You know, I was just writing, you know. I mean, actually, I can't say I was taking it seriously. When I was writing, I was taking it seriously, but I wasn't taking it seriously for a career. That's what it was. I wasn't even thinking about being a writer for a career. So, but still at the time, I was going to get into some modeling. You know, people told me that I was cute, so I was like, hey, man, I'll try and make some money, see what happens, you know. But I really wasn't into modeling, you know. Like, I was trying to find my next step. And so I was in doing that, but I didn't think that I was a writer. So long story short, I was more into modeling. I was modeling, trying to make some money, but I was writing, and I was smart enough to realize, I wrote this book, but I was smart enough to realize that people, society consider models stupid. So I was like, and I wrote this book at the time, you know, I wrote like this fiction book. And I was like, man, ain't nobody going to take a model writing a book seriously. I was like, I'm going to have a ghost name, right? So I was going to have a ghost name. I was going to use my first name as my last name. I was going to use it as Mark. And my father was like, why don't you do Marcel? And when he said it, I was like, oh, that's tight. And it just stuck. And what my father, like, doesn't understand is that to this day, like, that's like the first, like, he named me. Like, he authentically, like, really named me. Mm-hmm. Like, my last name wasn't really my last name. It's not his last name. You know, we all know that story, how the story goes, you know. But anyway, like, for the first time, he named me. And, like, my parents didn't know what I was doing. My grandmother went crazy. I came home. I was like, hey, I changed my last name, Marcel. They were like, what? I was like, yeah. And my grandmother went nuts, you know. She was like, change it back, change it back. I was like, it was a whole argument, you know, but. Until you know, nothing has made me felt more free. And, I mean, I guess maybe that also goes into creating your reality, you know. Obviously, that was really just in my head, you know. I mean, because whatever, however I felt about it, it's not really true, you know. Whether I felt like it was, you know, empowering, or whether I felt like, you know, it was overwhelming or whatever, like, it wasn't true. It's just a story, you know, that I realize now. But then at the time, I created my own reality in the story. I'm like, I'm going to change my last name, and I'm going to feel better about it. And I did. I felt like, you know, I would give people metaphors. I felt like hundreds of years of change just being lifted off of me, you know. But like I say, it's just a story that I'm putting in my head, you know. Yeah. So, you know, lately I've been thinking about changing my last name to just completely just blank, you know, and let people fill in the blank, you know.
What's up, blank? It's all good. Ain't nothing.
Yeah. You know, blank, whatever you want to call me. Yeah.
I know, that's right. That's what I tell people. Call me what you want, because whatever you call me is a reflection of your own consciousness. So I don't mind what you call me.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm grateful for what is really happening here. I'm really honoring this moment, this dance, what I call, you know, we're serving soul food. And it, right. You talk about the story and changing the story, and when you change your last name, for me, it's consistent with what you were saying earlier. We have the choice to change our story. When we talked about love, you talk about acceptance. And those who supposedly love you are saying, no, we don't accept your right to change your own story.
Right.
We want you to go back to the old story. Now, it doesn't mean they don't love you. They just, they're operating from what they understand.
Right,
their
attachment
to their own story.
Right.
And that happens in so many ways when we change our stories, and family members, loved ones, and say, no, 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 you've got to be who you used to be, because I'm comfortable with that. It makes me feel safe. But the real question is, can you, listeners, or whoever's listening to the show, or the listeners, whoever's listening to it, but can you, when you rewrite your own story, can you accept yourself even while others are not accepting you? And can you accept them not accepting you?
Right.
Just imagine. It takes work. It's not always easy, because we all have this belief system. We're bought into it. You know, it's like it becomes a struggle. But really, I see this journey of life. It's about really learning to self-design oneself, to show up fully as who we are, to say, this is who I am. I am that I am. I am that I was.
Right.
I am that I will be, you know. I am that I was. I am that I am. I am that I will be. And it's so important for us to know the truth of who we are, which is consciously evolving, and then how we're showing up in this human space, if you will, this human incarnation. So when we talk about Valentine's and it's coming up, and people have all kinds of stories, I just encourage listeners to tell a story that inspires you, that lifts you up, or more importantly, a story that sets you free. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Man, that's profound, man. Like, I'm inspired listening to you, dude. It's funny. Like, you know, usually I'm on stage, you know, like, supposedly, you know, my part of my story is supposedly to inspire others. But, man, I'm so, like, inspired by you, dude. Man, I'm about to, like, have a magnificent rest of the day. For real.
But isn't that what inspiration is? It's that inner breath. the breath from within, the breath of God. So when you inspire, when you're doing your thing, you inspire others for them to tap into their inspiration.
Right.
But sometimes there are those of us who say, oh, I'm inspired, but I wish I can do what he's doing. I wish I can do what she's doing. No, if you're inspired, something has been activated in you to now let out that God breath, that God essence. And then you get to know yourself as God in action. You get to know yourself. Love. So, you know, we're creating this thing together. You know, it's just it's a co-creative experience. We want to break. I am so loving this. break, Mark. When we come back, we're gonna do the segment called Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And then we're gonna continue the conversation. We wanna talk about sacred sexuality. Ooh, brothers talking about sacred sexuality. What they know about sacred sexuality. We know it, something, and it's all a story. We're making it up for whatever we think is. and if we're just BSing, we're going to accept ourselves because we know what we're saying. Let me behave. Behave? What? Never. I don't behave myself. I express myself. Mark, we'll be back. We're going to take a break. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I invite you to check out Mark's website. It's Mark, MarcMarcEl.com. And lots of information on there. His book, we're going to talk about his book, The Book That Doesn't Even Matter. My brother is deep. It's like, I'm going to write a book that don't matter. I'm going to write a book that's like over 400 pages. It really don't matter because it's just a story. So he's living his truth. What is your truth? How are you living your truth? How are you living life? How are you living love? How are you expressing your sexuality? Do you have judgment about who you are? Are you criticizing yourself? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you're just too scared to call in, you don't want to step in this ring of transformation, you can post your questions, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreement on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page, or the Life Conversations Radio fan page, like page. We're taking it all. Why? This is the house of love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation. That's what it's about. Change. Are you willing to be made whole? Are you willing to be different? Are you willing to be that place and space where God gets to express itself, himself, herself? God ain't tripping. You can associate whatever label you want. You are that place, even if you're resisting. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you. Or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family members' tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ASK @LIFE coachade.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's right. It's all about being the change you want to see. You got to move. You got to move in consciousness. You got to do something. You got to sometimes doing something means just sitting still and being quiet. That's right. Just listen. This person's getting in the way of what I'm feeling right about now, and I'm about to just massage their face with my fingers. Let me take a breath and listen to what I must do. Be the change you want to see. Don't worry about what others are doing. Don't get caught up what people need to do, what people ain't doing. No, what are you doing? When you focus on what you're doing, oh, my God, you become the transformer, transforming chaos to peace. You have the power. You are the one. That's right. You are the one. And right now, it's around one. A little after one. And it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hello, family. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I will not laugh. I will not laugh. I will not laugh.
Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, come on. You could come to me and say you ain't going to laugh? Oh, I'll find something. I'll find something to laugh
at. All right, that worked. Thank you. That was a great release in the middle of the day. Okay, anyway, you and Mark are having a wonderful conversation. And I actually received something before you guys even started. Now, first, I got to get in Mark's business a little bit because I know he's from Baltimore. Yeah, got to get in his business. And I know what that M&M is about.
He accepts you, and he knows it's just a story. So whatever you say, who cares? Go ahead. Get in his business.
You see how he treats me? Anyway, Mark. Hello, Mark.
How
I went to graduate
doing,
school. I'm doing great, and I want the ladies to know this. I just have to go there. You have some dynamic brothers on the line, okay? So if you don't have a man for Valentine's Day, they'll be your man. Let me tell you where you can find them real quick, okay? Now, if you go on YouTube, Mark's got some stuff on his. Y'all, have you ever made love to a poet? What?
Oh, no.
Yes, that's Mark. And, you know, for your spiritual healing, you know, you could just tap into the archive for any of Life Coach Day's show. I mean, literally, here's a package. I'm offering them to you. Don't be tripping about who's not in your life right now. You've got these hot brothers right here. They'll take care of you. Get you ready for who's coming. I just want to do that commercial for my brothers because I'm so proud of the both of you. Okay,
well,
no,
there's so many pun in that statement. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Yes, please.
I'm going to touch it.
I'm going to tell you, I got some beads, Life Coach today. How about that? I got some beads. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, next, who else wants some
okay.
beads?
let me let you guys know before the conversation even started, you both had a gift on the invitation wall from a gentleman named Adruma Victoria. I believe this is a download piece for him, and I wanted to make sure that you heard it, and then maybe you can vibe on it, okay? So he wrote, and thank you for this, Adruma. I love getting feedback from people who are checking out the shows even before they start. God shared this with me. Even the absolute God cannot have love by himself. Since love is found only in a mutual relationship, no matter how all-knowing and all-powerful God may be, he cannot possess love alone. Of course, he has the potential for love, but the signs and stimulation of love come only through another, not to God alone. This is love, the power of love. This is what makes each one of us precious.
Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I know, right? Marinate on that. As a, you know, someone who's entering, I feel like you guys are in a man cave that you let me in real quick. thanks for that.
As we hide the chicken wings and the beer. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what you want?
get the clothes up off the floor, guys. So having this energy of stepping into this sacred masculine circle and feeling invited, the one thing that really comes up in my mind is I really miss the feminine in his words, though I get it. That's all. For me, God is Mother, Father, God.
Right.
That's the only thing I'm going to say, but I love it. I love the piece.
Oh, yeah.
But I would not be me if I didn't add that.
He did say it. The only the wise ones, those the genius can see, because even God can't have love by himself,
right,
which means it's not another self.
Right,
but we
exactly
all know another self.
Exactly.
And even Mark said God is a woman, and we're going to get into that. But go ahead, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, because there is that piece. I love it. Okay, so on that note, because I want to have this conversation going, I know Forsaggy is in the chat room. She's from Be More as well, Mark. So you got a lot of family. There are a lot of guests. And women, listen, when's the last time you had access to brothers to talk to them like this? You got them in the corner. You can ask them anything you want right now. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. I'm just saying. Okay.
I'm ready. Feeling really big and bad. Don't be encouraging me, Celeste. I'm feeling like, oh, really? Go on, keep talking. Come
on, you going to flex? Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I'm enjoying listening to you. You know, I mean, I feel like my Valentine's is like coming right now. I mean, you have a wonderful voice, for real. Like, I'm like, what?
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, I'm like even wondering, like, when you put out a poetry CD or something, like your
what?
Voice is just like on point.
Boy,
and y'all in the same vicinity, so you know, we just say yes. Operate. Let's put our talents to work. Don't be rolling your
right.
eyes at me. Don't be
look, hey,
your
look,
eyes
I don't know
yet.
If I can. Look, have you made love to a poetess? So let me get to the celestial moment. Guys, you can find what I'm talking about on YouTube. I also loved cross-dressers. I know, right? Mark's got some bad stuff out there, and Life Coach Today has always been putting it out there. So what are you going to say?
Well, actually, you just gave me a taste of my own medicine. I just enjoy making me. What did you say? But when you said that, I was like, what? You can, and now I know what people react to when I get crazy like that. But anyway.
I'm not studying you. I told you. I'm from D.C. I will work you out. And look, I got to give you guys this. Lady D13, I'll take one of those hot brothers. And she's sweating. Work, girl. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm enjoying this moment. Oh, wait, I think there's another. Y'all better stop hiding in the background sending me messages. I told you, Celeste. I'm like, okay, thank you, M-phone lady. Y'all come get some. Press one. Okay, Adai, I'm getting ready to go ahead and do celestial moment.
So you're saying words that are triggering thoughts for me, and I'm just refusing to go with that thought. I'm just going to accept, like, stop it. Don't say anything. Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
I only create the web. You step in. Are you ready?
Oh my God. Celeste is on fire today.
I love it. It's running. Okay, let's go. All right. Enough of that. That was fun. Thank you, guys. Funny. I'm going to step upstairs now out of your man cave so I can do my celestial moment.
Okay.
I'm ready. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 11. 11 is a master number, and we get double the pleasure when we tap into it. 11 will give us some tools for mastery when we pay attention. This number combines all the traits of number one twice over, and at the same time includes all the characteristics of highly charged number two. With this life path number, much is expected of you, and your purpose in life is to inspire others. You possess an inordinate amount of energy and intuition, and you can inspire people even without trying. 11 shows up as the Strength or Justice card in tarot, depending on your tarot deck. Strength connects to gentle persistence of mastery by loving the beast within. The Justice card reminds us to set things right, for we reap what we sow. The 11th card in the Black Angel cards is the Healer, and with compassionate care directed toward ourselves, we are not overburdened on life's journey. The 11th letter of the alphabet is K, and words like keeper, night, and karma connect us to the magical power of 11. Now today, we're going to put the spotlight on the frog. The frog's number is not 11, it's actually 38, but when you add 3 plus 8, you get 11. So here we go. You have to kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince, is what we're often told. This is often said, for we do not understand the gifts the frog is holding. Frog medicine is the gift of cleansing. Sing, frog, sing. Call the rains, quench the dryness, cleanse the earth, then seal me again. Frog medicine is akin to water energy. Frog teaches us to honor our tears, for they cleanse the soul. Its ribbons call out to thunder beings of thunder, lightning, and rain to cleanse and replenish the earth with water. It is through these waters that negative energy is cleared. So when you sense you are out of alignment, you just might want to spend some time hanging with people with frog medicine. Kissing is optional. But do take a break and allow yourself to bathe in the metaphysical waters. This could mean a long, relaxing bath, disconnecting the phone, yelling stop, or taking in deep cleansing breaths. Following the path of the frog is strong medicine for healing a tired soul. Then you get to be the true master of your life by living your life in joy. All is well, and that's the story of 11 through our friend the Frog of the Medicine Cards. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. You're making the frog sexy. I'm like, ooh, let me get me some frog.
Let me get me a frog, right?
This is optional, gal, please. I'm a frog you're talking about.
Wait, okay.
Ooh, let me get a frog.
Y'all, terrible.
No.
Have a wonderful conversation. And ladies, don't forget to press 1.
Thank
oh
you,
my
Celeste.
God! I don't understand what happens in my head. I hear words and I hear other things. But anyway, Celeste,
really?
I'm really editing myself because it's too early. You know, we have.
Oh. Go drink some water, life coach. Today it's cleansing.
Okay.
I'm out.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, if you just stepped into this and say, what the flip is going on here? I thought they were talking about love, life, and sacred sexuality. What's wrong with you? We are. Because when you're really talking about love, life, and sacred sexuality, oh my God, there's so much laughter, there's so much joy. You feel at peace with yourself, and you just feel untouchable. So, if you're just joining us, you just step by, or you don't even know why you clicked the link, just something told you to click the link, well, my guest is, he's my brother. He's not really a guest. He's my brother, Mark Marcel. And his website address is the same, markmarcel.com, M-A-R-C-M-A-R-C-E-L.com. He is the author of
you know, don't worry about it because it really doesn't matter. There's a book called The Book That Doesn't Even Matter. So you don't have to worry about not reading. If you just buy it, but you don't even have to read it, okay? Because it really doesn't matter. You know, he's a poet. He's just a wonderful brother. And we've been having a great conversation about our own stories. We're writing our stories and recognizing that God is the author writing through us. We have the opportunity, we have the permission to change our own story. It's a choice, and every choice has its own responsibility. Ultimately, whatever you choose to be, to do, to have, just accept yourself, because that's what love is. Acceptance. Acceptance. That's the work. That's the work. That's when it gets interesting. You know, I think when God did what God needed to do, God said, oh, I accept myself. This is so much fun. But I want some excitement. Let me put a twist to this story. Let me introduce relationships. Let me introduce romantic relationships. Ooh, that's a twist. Now that's going to get them going. And God is like, ooh, look at them go at each other. They don't even understand that I'm the one writing the story. We're taking your call, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. So, Marcel, do you want to talk about that thing that Celeste read? I read it again. It's right here in the event page. Mm-hmm. And the brother, Andruma, A-D-R-U-M-A, Victoria, he said, mm-hmm. God, share this with me. Even the absolute God cannot have love by himself.
Right.
Since love is found only in a mutual relationship, no matter how all-knowing and all-powerful God may be,
right.
He cannot possess love alone.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
He has the potential for love.
Right.
But the signs and the stimulation of love come only through another.
Right.
Not
yeah.
to God alone. Mm-mm-mm. This is
yeah.
love. The
I mean,
power
if you...
of love. This is what makes each one of us precious.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do your thing, my brother. I know you're feeling it.
No, because, I mean, you know, I was going to say, because what she said, you know, it, if you break down the word alone, if you separate it, it says all
mm-hmm.
one.
All one.
So if you're all one, then you're really alone. So basically it's like God is fooling itself that it's not alone by mm-hmm. forgetting everything that it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a day. Nice to meet God in a day body. You know what I'm saying? Nice
yes.
to meet Celeste. God in Celeste's body. You know, that's all, you know, what it is, you know, and that is how it experiences itself and loves itself because, you know, if we are talking about sacred sexuality, so.
Don't hold back.
Masturbating is not as pleasing as the touch from somebody else doing what you would be doing to yourself, you know, so. You well, I would say most people would say that, but you know, but so basically, you had to have another to have that true enjoyment, you know. And it's funny because you know, even in you know, this past summer, I was in Hawaii, and I used to have a fascination with being homeless, and I was actually staying with one of my friends, and I was telling him this. I was like, man, you know, I was like, I want to come back to see if I can, like, you know, just live out on the street, you know, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to try it in Hawaii. I'm not going to try it in Chicago because it's too cold there. I'm going to try it in Hawaii. Right? And he was like, yeah, I think you should. So anyway, I went jogging that day, right? I went jogging, and I passed by three homeless people, and the first homeless person, you know, he asked me for money, and I didn't have no money on me because I didn't carry money on me when I jog. And the second homeless person, he was sleeping, you know, underneath a bench. And the third homeless person, he was digging in the trash for some food. And I came to a slow stop, and I realized, wow, even homeless people depend on somebody. And then I realized that, wow, there's no such thing as independence. We're here to depend on each other. The true meaning of independence is to take your ass out in the woods and hunt for your food every day. And you can't have a partner And you can't be like, hey, you do this on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because you're depending on them, you know. You have to hunt for your food every day, grow your food every day, and that totally, totally, 100% defeats the purpose of why we're here. We're here to depend on each other, to share love with each other. So that poem goes perfect and with Valentine's Day, and really, and with sharing, you know, just the betterment of people coming together. That poem is perfect, and for God experiencing itself and God sharing itself.
Indeed, indeed, because, you know, you can tell somebody you love them, but if you don't show it, if you don't put in action, it's just words. It's just words. And sometimes some people don't have to tell you they love you. You can just tell by their action and what they're doing for you.
Right.
But there's a reason we have male and female. There's a reason. There's a reason we come together to give birth to a whole new idea. And it's
right.
not just limited, but as you said, it's like God as itself wants to experience itself. And for
right.
some on this human in this human body, we create this planet where sometimes we have to experience ourselves as who we're not in order
right.
to experience who we
really
are.
Who we are, right?
You know?
I love it.
Yes.
I love
it's like the story continues. Now, there's
yeah.
so many different places I want to go. This is a good thing to do while we're talking about God, the he, the female, the masculine. And
right.
I want to tell us about this piece I'm going to play. I hope I have it on here. If I don't, I'll be, because I wanted to play it. You have a piece called God is a Woman.
Yes.
And can you tell us about that? And if not, while you're talking, I'll try and upload it. Because I'm
Well, the poem was inspired because I was thinking about all the destruction, all the anger, all the wars that has happened throughout society. And I was thinking about all the murders and the killings and the genocide. And I was thinking, you know, we often call God a he, you know, he, you know, the father, the he. And I was like, you know, man has been so ugly through the years to each other. I can't imagine if God would be a him or her. I can't imagine God being a man. I mean, if anything, God has to be a woman, you know, because if you look at the personalities, you know, a woman is the carer, the birther, the nurturer, and you know, this seems more along the lines of what God is. So I couldn't imagine God being a he, you know, if that was the case. So that's really how that poem was inspired.
Yeah, I love it. Let's listen to what you downloaded when you had that music, when you just did, okay, there's got to be more, because, you know, sometimes men can be very hard-headed.
Right.
Females can just be that place of that soft place. So here it is, God is a Woman. We'll be right back on myself.
Long distance.
You on the phone.
God.
London.
God lives in London.
My mother lives in London.
Your mother is God. Oh, God is a woman.
Make her stop.
And a relative. That's so cool.
Listen.
I'm going to totally ask for favors.
Where are the people that are causing the killing in your area? Look on the tarot card. It says, call me God.
I believe God is a woman with jet black hair that just reaches down to the basement of her sandals. So she has to walk around carrying the strands of one arm forward, just so it stays clear from being dragged on the filth from the land that she walks on. And I believe God is a woman with the fingernails of the lips of the breasts taken by newborns, and tattoos of the names of all her children spread throughout her back and forearms, and a body movie stars could only dream of. And I believe God is a woman with the complexion of watching the sunrise and the elegance of a dove, with blank pupils white like the way the light shines. So you look into her eyes, it would almost be as if she were blind, but it just makes it easier for her to see past the deception, tongue speak and listen to the honesty in people's souls, and just that man for his deeds, the way he lived, and eventually what he died for. And I believe she walks among us, dressed in long black shawls, with hair that reaches down to her feet, taking time to sip on Turkish coffee while sitting outside of cafe shops in New York City, watching children running the streets and endlessly ignoring just how cold the world is. But each day, losing a piece of the innocence that they were once born with. And And I believe she has no religion. I believe she relies on faith and not belief systems. Why? Understanding the predicaments that our youth are in. So I believe she walks these corners at night because she knows she has to go to them. And I believe she has a heart big enough to forgive even history's most heinous sins. Whether it be the Holy Cross or trading Africans, whether it be the government masters, the Iraqis, or Palestinians, I believe even she would never find in her heart to confine her children to the evils that they live in.
So, yo, you expect me to actually believe God is a woman? Come on, man. For real.
Yeah.
A woman.
Yeah, yeah, I do. And I believe she's been scarred and butchered by men. I believe she's walked this earth before, has been raped by kings, slave owners, American soldiers, and even jealous boyfriends. So when it comes to Christ, it's only people's ignorance that would ever compare her crucifixions. But each lifetime she spent, she remains all the more beautiful, and her wisdom all the more fruitful. And I know she's had way too many conversations with schoolgirls and telling them the ugliness of the world, and warning them of many scriptures and priests to try to make you believe he is the cause for all your natural temptations. And sitting around in campfires and rocking chairs, and holding on to toddlers while teenagers comb her hair, surrounded by convicts and children that condemn the innocent, and sharing her words, restoring the faith of those who even have a second to take the time to listen. And I believe she's witnessed the most wickedest things. I know she's seen her village being raided and burned of natives, and spent time in concentration camps, and even sat in American embassies watching terrorists leave the premises just before the ceiling starts to cave in. And just before the first tower fell, I know she was somewhere in the building. And I believe God is a woman. It's just lived through way too many holy wars to believe the one that we're living in right now, which is rehearsing the last pages Revelation has marked out for us to witness. And I believe she walks among us, dressed in long black shawls, her hair that just reaches down to the base of her feet, with this type of love for Turkish coffee, like it was the one addiction that could have the Lord fall on victim. And I believe God is a woman, because if God were a man, I think I lose my faith again.
What? What the hell makes you think that, man? How you gonna believe God is a woman?
Trying to cut a negotiation. We've got no response. People have died.
Sir, I need to report you to that Montgomery County Police Hotline.
Yeah.
We're not investigating crime. Do you like the number?
A woman.
Yes. God is a woman. And the only lady said, yeah! This brother did it! I'm loving this, brothers! Well, you know, I mean, I love the part where the guy said, come on, man, God is a woman.
Right. Man, I appreciate you, man, for real.
No, you're very welcome. I mean, it's interesting, and I do understand. I do, from where I stand, why people resist it. I think I have my own story about why people resist that. But why, you know? But then it's like, how is it easy for you to accept that God is a he, but it's such a challenge for you to accept that she? Well, because. I mean, if we can just allow ourselves to ask those questions sometimes, if you're resisting it, wherever you are, religion, you say, I don't do religion, I'm spiritual. Well, if you're spiritual, then you don't trip about religion. You know, because for me, the true definition of religion is the study of love, and spirituality is the expression of the love. It's you study, you get to understand there is this ever-loving beingness, creator, whatever you want to call it. And when you start embodying the truth, not the separation business, you talked about independence earlier, that we are all interdependent on one another, then it really you can embrace the feminine aspect of God and the masculine aspect of God. Without the two, you can't give birth.
Right.
I don't care how scientifically intelligent you get. You need both the masculine energy and the feminine energy. So, you know.
The yin and the yang.
the yin and the yang. If you really yep. want to be going woohoo, it's going to bring them together. And Mark has other piece, and there's some we're going to play on other shows, but you can find him on YouTube. He's on Facebook and on his website as well. You can download. He has a CD, an album in the book. We're going to talk about the book that doesn't matter, too. But before we do that, we got some of the ladies that said, I just love his energy. Can I have a little bit of it? Okay, time. I'm going to go next. I just want to say, I love
it. You took the words right out of my mouth. That wasn't fair.
I think I can do your voice very well.
Do it again. Let me hear it again.
I'm loving this conversation. I just want to say, I'm so grateful that I tuned in today.
Oh, that's hilarious. I just wanted to tell you guys what a beautiful show, what a beautiful conversation, and you really moved my heart today.
Thank you. I'm blessed to be involved, a part of the show. I appreciate those compliments, for real. Like, I'm blessed to have met Ade just recently, for real. Ade, it is, man, I feel so good about this moment, for real. Like, you, everybody, this is wonderful. I'm truly blessed.
Yeah, he is kind of special. We'll kind of keep him for a little bit. And my sister, oh my God, my sister is on fire today. I'm loving it. This is really great.
Thank you, Tam. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing your vibration with us. Ooh,
love
everybody.
Too.
This is Tam, the spiritual midwife. Now she's birthed us into a new awareness. We're going to the goddess of opulence. Ooh, let's get some abundance flowing. God is a woman. Queen Mother Goddess is on the line. Hello, Queen Mother.
Well, namaste. What a great day to tune in and first hear the sister flowing like smooth as silk. And then you brothers bringing forth the acceptance of, and I'll put this in parentheses, that God could be a woman, should be a woman, and isn't. And I would love to know how you all came to accept this reality.
Mm. Go ahead, Mom.
This reality as far as the physical, as far as God being a woman.
God being a woman.
Oh, God being a woman. Well, I mean, that came to me. Oh, well, it was easy to accept. You know? I mean, it was nothing hard about it. You know? But I think that's probably more so because of maybe just what I've probably been through in life. Maybe if I was at a different time, then maybe I would probably be closed off to accepting the idea of it. But it's easy for me to accept because, you know, just the personality traits, you know, that when we think of man, woman, you know, we think of man here being more aggressive and more, you know, violent. You know, when I think of God, I really don't think of aggression, you know. I mean, I know what them people wrote in the Old Testament, but that ain't God to me, you know. But, you know, so I don't think of aggression. You know, I think of a motherly creator. I think of a birther, a nurturer, you know, a warmth, someone who would take care of their children. So, I mean, obviously, you know, I believe God to be a it than a he or she. But if it did surprise me, I have to take a gender, I would be utterly surprised to see that it was male testosterone going on in there. You know, I would be utterly surprised. I'd be like, I think I'm in the wrong universe. You know.
I know, that's right. No, yeah. And for me, Queen Mother Goddess of Opulence, I mean, kind of similar to what Mark is saying. You know, I've been on my spiritual journey, and I questioned my own beliefs. I questioned my own thoughts. And I think of, as Mark said, God is ever so loving, unconditional. God is so soft, so gentle. I don't see that energy displayed generally through the masculine energy. So for me, I just had this awareness that if God was really anything, God would be more feminine, because it's the loving essence of life. It's very simple. It's very gentle. It accepts you like a mother, loves you unconditionally. And come on, I mean, life comes through a woman. Yes, don't get me wrong. Yeah. We need both to come together, but the life is growing inside a woman, and it comes out of a woman. And until we can do otherwise, even the man who was once pregnant, he was once a woman. So it wasn't like he was just a man. So for me, I love that feminine aspect of God. And when we think about it, when I think about it, spirituality, life, it's and who we are more a feminine energy. It's the masculine energy that goes to put it in order, the organizer, the analyzer. You say, okay, great, I downloaded this great vision that I want to put in a package, that I want to put on a website. You know, the inspiration comes from that feminine energy, and then the masculine energy puts it in order. No, I want that color. No, I want somebody else to do this. Oh, I'm going to put an audio on this. But when we allow it, when we know one is not better than the other, we can celebrate the masculine energy of God, the feminine energy of God, and we say, heavens, God is so much more than that. That's how I come to my realization.
Thank you both for sharing and opening up your hearts to reveal what you carry so preciously and beautifully inside of you, and touching my heart, because it is a joy to find the embodiment of the male who are open to the divine feminine. Thank you.
Right. No, I appreciate you calling in and telling me that. And it's funny, because no matter, you know, sometimes I need things like that being said to me, you know, and it, you know, it keeps the train, keeps the locomotive going. And I really, really appreciate your words right back to me. You know, I feel just as humble.
Truly.
My pleasure and honor to be able to have this moment in time to share this with you both. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen Mother. Like a true Queen Mother, she blessed us with her love and her gentleness. Let's go to Glenda. Glenda the Good Witch. How are you doing, my sister? What's bubbling up for you today?
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, Ade. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
As I was listening, I was walking. I'm in Florida going for a walk. And as I was listening to the words of the poem, I'm like, so why have I been tripping out over the things that I've been tripping out? Yeah, wait a minute. I'm God. That's right. I know that.
Right.
You know, why are any women tripping? Why do we go through what we go through if we only really stopped and just pondered on that?
Right.
And what also came up for me while I was waiting was that this whole story, all these stories about God being a man exclusively.
Right.
We have to remember something, and, you know, this is just coming up. I didn't, you know, go Google it and have it all checked out. But at the time that the Bible was written, women didn't have much. Women going to school. Were they able to speak and hold positions and write? So Mary's story couldn't be told. You know, I think about Jesus Christ, and I think about that Christ consciousness, but the story, the essence that is not really told is that he came from a woman. So all of those gifts and all of that spirituality had to come out of Mary's womb, whether it was immaculate or not immaculate, because somebody else told that story.
Right.
But it came out of Mary's. So what was Mary like? Mary had to be God. We say Jesus Christ, but came from Mary. So I just wanted to share that. I was going through some stuff, and, you know, I'm listening to the show, and I started to walk, and then, you know, while I was waiting, I said, let me stop right here and sit myself on the earth, because I'm in the sun now. Let me sit. So I said, let me sit under this tree, and that's just what's bubbling up, that, You know, we.
Yes.
This is a new time. This is a new.
Yeah.
Not to negate the male being part of God, but all these years, all these thousands of years, the woman was negated or relegated to a role that was less powerful. What's more powerful than a woman's love or a woman creating some new dish or designing some new dress or the things that we do? Those are equally as powerful, nurturing, as somebody building a bomb and blowing up something.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. I know that is right. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Ooh, life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. It's on and popping, and time is doing what time does. It moves, which means because we run this thing, we're going to have to bring Mark back. But, you know, the truth is, if you can't accept God as a man or God as a woman, or you think it's got to be one or the other, you're just incomplete. But that's okay. That's all part of the story, too. But you really want to understand your wholeness. Understand the feminine aspect of you. I mean, the feminine aspect of you is actually, in a human term, let me put it that way, it's the most powerful, the part of you that knows all things, the part of you that is connected to everyone. We are one with the one. And if you just let that feminine energy resource you, oh, my God, you'd be resourcing the source.
Yeah.
You'd be in a constant stream of abundance of love, of joy. And you don't care if it's Valentine's Day or not. If you don't have a partner, you're like, I'm in love. If you have a partner, you're like, baby, we're about to take this to a whole new level. Because you know what you know, and you don't have to convince anybody. My brother, in 2 minutes, give us your definition, your expression, whatever you want to share about sacred sexuality. But we're definitely going to bring you back.
Woo! All right. 2 minutes on sacred sexuality. Well, I will say this. You know, all right.
Like, really?
Through time. All right. Well, through time. You know, they say we lose knowledge. You know, they say we used to know how to build the pyramids. Or maybe somebody taught us how to build the pyramids. Who knows? But through times, obviously, you know, we sway away from things. We say, oh, you know, that's nasty, or ew, I don't know about that. But, you know, sexuality is very much a part of, you know, who we are and what we are. And we get, and really, that's one of the reasons why we're here, too, is to have sex and enjoy the feeling of having sex. Unfortunately, we have misconstrued it and kind of felt shame upon ourselves for having these types of thoughts. Long story short, you know, people, enjoy yourselves, but definitely protect yourselves. And I say that, you understand that you're in a story, but I understand that it's also a physical story.
Yes.
So protect yourselves, but enjoy yourself and love yourself. Understand it's all just a story, all up in, made up in your head. This Valentine's Day that's coming up, if you have a date, I mean, it's great. I'm not trying to make, you know, to be revealing, I don't have a date for Valentine's Day, but then again, I do because I'm dating myself, and it's beautiful. So people, you know, just if you don't have a date for Valentine's Day, you really still do because you are here on this planet, you know, and you're living and you're breathing life. Your date is air. You know, your date is oxygen. Enjoy it. You know, you're here. You know, so I know. You know, you ran down in 2 minutes. You know, I'm just trying to touch up everything that I can real quick. In that, and I don't know if that kind of like fully answers your question on the sacred sexuality, but I know we're like running down, so I kind of like it went everywhere.
Okay. Well, no, and that's it. That's the mother energy. She can handle everything. She can cook and take care of the children and talk to the husband. The energy, and that's what you tapped into. You know, I have an article here that I'm reading, and there's a quote that says, every orgasm is a glimpse of enlightenment. I say amen to that, you know.
And we need to redefine what relationship is, what sex is, and stop buying into the BS, the other story. We need to write our own stories, because sexuality, sex itself, sexuality and sex is different, but we can't, we don't have time to go into that yet. But sex right. itself, you can use to heal yourself, raise your vibration, and create what you want. It's not just to procreate and give birth to a child.
Right.
It's so much more than that. It's about changing your frequency, changing
right.
the planet, changing your neighborhood. That you come together. We talk about God being a man and a woman, bringing those two together. Oh my God! Talk about an orgasm. You could do that in your mind. You could do that in the mind, and you don't
yeah,
get anybody.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm. Don't get me started. I'm having a moment right now. Hold on. Yeah. My toes are coiling. God is good.
I can see the man and the woman came together in your mind right now. Huh?
They came together. Oh, Lord. Okay, I won't touch that. They did. All I'm going to say, they did. My brother, Marcel.com. Marcel, I have so enjoyed you.
It's my pleasure,
great.
Man. It's my pleasure. I'm telling you, man, you're awesome, dude, for real. Like, I have not smiled for 2 straight hours in a long time. So I promise you, man, for real, this is awesome. I'm blessed.
So you just give me a new slogan. See, my regular slogan is don't go a day. Well, there's two slogans. Don't go a day without Life Coach a day. That's one. The
right.
other one is what a difference a day makes. And then, now, I'm going to add, listen to Life Coach Ade because he will put a smile on your face.
Right. I like that, too.
My brother, anything you want the listeners to know about what you're doing, where they can find you, maybe anything that you want to share with the listeners about your work that I haven't mentioned, please do it now.
I appreciate you, my friend. You know, you've pretty much covered a lot. I would just say, you know, they can check out my website, markmarcel.com, if they're interested in checking out the book. It's funny because that book doesn't feel like I wrote it, so I almost kind of feel good to talk about it. You know, it's funny, I don't like to brag about my own work, like my poetry or any other things I've written, but the book is just information. So if you have a chance, go look at the book. It's called The Book That Doesn't Even Matter. Other than that, you know, people, live, learn, love, and laugh, respect, enjoy this video game that we are in, this story. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be whatever you want it to be. And a day, man, is a blessing, man. I can't thank you enough, dude, for real. It's such a blessing. I appreciate you, my friend.
It is received with deep gratitude because I feel the same about you. You have made my day. I just love this conversation. I'm high. So thank you.
Yeah, me
you
too.
I look forward to keep talking with you and bringing you back for another conversation on the radio.
I thank you, my friend. Same here.
Peace and blessings, bro. Life is good. It's getting better. What can I say? It's all been said. The ladies are sharing their love. Monica said, I love his energy. That's what she said. But you know it's a little bit more than that, because I can read minds. I'm intuitive. I'm in love with the feminine side of myself, so I can know what's really going on. She said, that brother got some good energy. You know what I'm saying? It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Remember this, be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And just as important, be loved. Allow that love to flow in and out of you. You deserve to be loved. Say yes to love and all its forms. And accept yourself just the way you are. Mark reminded us, love is acceptance. I'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. No, 12 p.m. Eastern, 2 almost due tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we're taking your calls. Let's just have a ball. Let's just fall in love with one another. You want to fall in love with me? Join me tomorrow. Let's fall in love with one another and create some magic. I'm out of here. This is Carly Jackson, A Lesson in Oneness. We are one. Do you see me when I look at you? Do you hear your voice? Okay, just play the damn thing. Bye. I'm out.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.